our domestic food supply grown in California? How do we keep it for the future for our food security? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Ag Information Network. William Bordeaux is the Vice President of Harris Farms, a Director of Westlands Water District, and Chairman of the Board for the California Water Alliance. Harris Farms produces almonds, pistachios, and a wide variety of vegetables throughout the valley. Mr. Bordeaux, how are we getting through this season? It's been tough. Not enough water.
Yeah, no, we're struggling. And it's not just water. Unfortunately, it's supply chain and it's overregulation and it's COVID. And so it's just a work ethic issue. And there's a myriad of challenges that we're facing.
Well, Mr. Bordeaux, talk about those challenges. Even if you get the crop off the tree, it's hard to get it into a container and getting it exported, isn't it?
It really is. The almond market has suffered as a result of bottlenecks.
And it's not just the almond market. It's anything you're trying to get exported, isn't it?
Anyone that exports has been struggling.
Are things getting better? Are things straightening out?
That's all relative. You know, if it's really bad and it gets a little better, so is that better? Or is it still worse than it was? And so I don't think we're anywhere near where we could be as a country. I think we have the ability to innovate and succeed. And we need to release, you know, American ingenuity and innovation and get out of the way. And the government, unfortunately, thinks it knows best.
Well, we've heard that the Almond Alliance has been helping almond growers get things exported, but pistachios and walnuts are still struggling.
It's a real challenge. And we need leadership in Washington, D.C. and in Sacramento.
Mr. Bordeaux, where do we go from here? I recall rain and snow in November and December last year. Yeah, then the Bureau of Reclamation says a zero allocation.
There was months when there was quite a bit of water, and particularly November and December, but we didn't take advantage. We didn't capture and store that water. We released it for the benefit of species, and it's sad that we're not succeeding on that front either.
Well, Mr. Bordeaux, how many more years can we go like this? I mean, what's your gut feeling on the future of ag in California?
I think, you know, our ability to have this area a vibrant place to grow just about anything will continue on well into the future. Unfortunately, the conditions, if we don't get a wet year, it will put people out of business. People will lose their livelihood, their farms. It's a tragedy. And so I still think the ground will be highly productive. It's just the environment that we find ourselves in is very challenging.
Yes, Mr. Bordeaux, that ground is going to always be highly productive, but will there be any crops growing on it?
In the short term, that's hard to say. It's absolutely going to continue to provide, you know, food and fiber for our country. It's just, when are we going to start making good decisions?
Good decisions about what, Mr. Bordeaux?
Creating jobs and opportunities and allowing for people to live the American dream. And we need to make investments, wise investments that you get returns on. We can't just be spending money for the sake of spending money and creating inflation. It's just not a productive environment,
yeah.
Counterproductive.
So, Mr. Bordeaux, almond prices are down. Fertilizer prices are up. Everything across the board is up. And now the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act is going to be affecting us. I mean, what are we going to do? In fact, you met recently with Minority Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I said, we can't continue to, you know, feed the world, let alone our country or our local region, if we don't have water. And if the surface water is dramatically curtailed for a myriad of alternate uses that are questionable, even the PPIC.
That's the Public Policy Institute of California.
Report recently said we're mismanaging the environment and water supply for humans. And so we need to start making good decisions. And if we're going to regulate the surface water and regulate the groundwater, how do you farm with those very draconian restrictions?
And Mr. Bordeaux, how did Kevin McCarthy respond?
Well, he did say that he's absolutely supportive of making sure we have a vibrant, reliable domestic food supply and having reliable water supply as a critical part of that. But he has, you know, challenges. And so he needs to, and he's willing to work across the aisle. And he wants to do what's right for not just one party, for America. And we need to start thinking in terms of what's the best thing for everybody. I do feel like he's capable of doing that.
And Mr. McCarthy's got to know that domestic food supply starts and ends in California.
It really does. And having somebody in a leadership position, the opportunities that he may have to help solve some of the challenges that we're going to face in the future makes me feel optimistic.
So, Mr. Berdow, what about that new biological opinion that the Biden administration wants to redo, you know, regarding the species and the Delta?
Well, it makes no sense to reconsultate the biological opinion. You need data. And there's a really good biological opinion that was put into place using sound science, adaptive management. I mean, we went through a rigorous process. And in order to evaluate that, you need 10 years worth of data. And so just rewriting the biological opinion absent facts and circumstances is going to be hard to produce good results.
And with the Fed's biological opinion, it didn't really solve any problems in the Delta and certainly challenged our food security.
Any society needs agricultural base to be able to sustain itself, to be able to defend itself, to be able to do all the wonderful things that people have been able to do and contribute to our society and to our country and to our economy. But you need safe, affordable, nutritious food. And you don't need it to be coming from foreign countries, because just like you see when the pandemic hit, people look inward. And we're vulnerable for a lot of our medicine and things of that nature. And food falls in the same category. It's a necessity. And so as a former Marine Corps platoon sergeant, I understand if you cut off someone's supply line, they become vulnerable. And we as a country should not put ourselves in that position.
And it's well known that California sits at the head of the table when it comes to providing for the domestic food supply, as well as North America and also the world. We need to keep the exports open.
We have a massive trade imbalance in our country. And if we don't find a way to start exporting and producing things ourselves instead of just consuming, it doesn't work. We need to be producing as much as we're consuming. And so we need to find more things, not just nuts. But we need to find lots of things that we can export and generate a return on, so we will have those resources to invest in infrastructure and things that we need to succeed in the future.
Well, Mr. Berdow, are you feeling the pressure of SGMA, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act?
Oh, absolutely. I'm tasked with trying to come up with a plan that is going to work well, and just cutting off the groundwater without providing some surface water doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't. And so pioneering people that came before us, we had subsidence. And then we built these projects, these technological innovations that are able to capture water and move water around the state and use it precisely when it's needed. And we solved the subsidence problem when we built the Central Valley Project and other projects. But now that those projects are used for different uses, the subsidence is returned. So we will need to harvest groundwater in times of drought. But when we have abundant water supply, which we will in the future, we need to be capturing it, using it. And so we won't be overdrafting the aquifer when it's needed, because it is a valuable piece of the puzzle.
Yes, a very important part of a farmer's resource on water. Groundwater is there during the drought years when there's no surface water. But Mr. Berdow, what is the state doing to harness any future flood water?
We're not doing enough. There are people trying to put recharge basins in. We're trying to streamline regulations. We're trying to raise reservoirs. There's lots of effort going in. It breaks my heart that we don't get the kind of results that we were used to be able to get, say, in the 50s and 60s, when we could accomplish great things.
So there's all kinds of regulations affecting farmers that are coming down from Sacramento. I'm sure it's hard to keep up with them.
That's the trouble. You have to have a very large, sophisticated organization just to stay in compliance with the government regulations that are pouring out of Sacramento. And that's not doing anyone any good. And so you need to be able to empower entrepreneurs. And if it's you need PhDs to fill out the forms, I'm not sure that you're going to be able to start a business that way.
Mr. Berdow, you're talking about a lot of barriers to entry.
And I'm not supportive of that. I am supportive of creating jobs and opportunities for people. And everyone deserves an opportunity to achieve the American dream. And if our government is standing in the way of that, we need to streamline government.
We've been speaking with William Bordeaux. He's vice president of Harris Farms, a director of Westlands Water District, and chairman of the board of the California Water Alliance. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Ag Information Network.